Once you've received enough in the Holy Grail there, and it's good to do each stage, if you're moving through the whole thing fairly fluidly, for at least 3 breaths. Hold for at least 3 breaths. And in no way do we ever want to be doing Angel Qigong mechanically, making it a mental, dry, mental, robotic exercise. You can break up the rhythms. You can do 100 breaths in the ancestral realm. You can do as many as you want in the Holy Grail. But the thing, the trick is to enjoy it, to love it. Focus on different components, more or less, but do them all for a minimum of 3 breaths. So when you've filled up in the Holy Grail, with your arms still right up there, you just simply rotate your palms out. You rotate your wrists, so now your palms are facing out, and now you're beginning the transmission. You're transmitting out. And this is where you're transmitting love and blessings, and you're filling the entire universe with your love. And at this point here, this is the zenith of your, actually, the Holy Grail is the zenith. It's the peak. It's the highest point. You begin your descent here. As soon as you rotate your wrists out, you're at the top of coming back down to earth. And this is, mythologically speaking, this is now Icarus falling. I'll explain this Icarus archetype later on in this little audio series. But for now, you're radiating love and blessings out. This is the next phase. Radiating love and blessings, transmitting love and blessings 1000% with your imagination, sending powerful pulses of waves of blessings of love, blessing all beings everywhere, filling the entire universe with your love forever and ever and ever, radiating it out in the most powerful, powerful way. And then when you've done that for at least 3 breaths, you begin the descent from the top to about 45 degrees. This strata here, from the highest point to about level with your shoulders, is the angelic realm. And here you are transmitting again the intention, the fallen angels falling no more. The fallen angel falling no more. Or fallen angels falling no more. Now, this is a very important part of it. Remember, we're working in a mythological strata of our psyche here. We're working in the mythological layer of our cosmology. And we know from our mythologies, our stories, that there has been a fall, the beings have fallen, higher beings that were designed to live in higher realms have somehow fallen. And this has been one of the major causal factors in the birth, the genesis of evil, and the manifestations of evil in our world today. And many investigators are trying to trace this back through timelines to, invasion by extraterrestrial gods, the opening of portals to interdimensional parasitic creatures that, X number of years ago, X number of centuries ago, this X, Y, and Z happened. And this is why there's been so much blood and gore and murder and abuse and dreadful, dreadful things happening to humanity from this period in time. Now, all of these are, whether they're true or they're not true, what they do is they communicate a pattern. And it's up to us to dissolve that pattern, to replace it, to upgrade it, to install a new pattern. This is redefining our mythology, or defining a new mythology. This is what you're here to do. You're here to get yourself not just in physical shape, but in mythological shape. So you're those realms of your psyche come into real power and real glory. And so the fallen angel falling no more is what you transmit with your thoughts, your vibrations, you pulse that out. Fallen angels falling no more. As you're coming down from the blessing to 45 degrees, level with your shoulders. And during that movement, you want tremendous willpower going, tremendous self-determination, tremendous poise, tremendous self-discipline, tremendous self-mastery, self-control. This is where Icarus is coming back down to earth with a bump. We're coming back with the power into the world. This is Trinity and Neo landing in the Matrix. They're dropping in, and they're going to have to meet the agents, and they're going to be tested to their extreme abilities through their fears. They're going to meet the machines face to face, and they're going to have to kick some ass. So this, when we're coming down here through this saying, fallen angels falling no more, it means I am not falling anymore for the bullshit in life, for my ego's bullshit, for the devil's tactics, for evil's ploys, for the secret government's manipulation. I'm not falling for my uncontrollable, insatiable appetites and desires, my lustful urges, my emotional reactivity. I'm not falling for the BS in my life anymore. The fallen angels falling no more. This is a master coming down. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movement. And your fingertips are wingtips. This is a very graceful, graceful, graceful move. Every time your arms come down, it's like wings of a bird. And you have majesty, you have poise. You're like a great angel with golden wings, and you are the master of yourself.